So let's review. Our shiur began with the following brisa. Tan Rabban, Hazerik Mirshus HaRabim, Lirshus HaRabim, Virshus HaYachid BiYemtza. If somebody threw from one Rishus HaRabim to another, and there was a Rishus HaYachid in the middle. If it traveled a total of four Amis in the two Rishus HaRabim, he's Chayiv. If it traveled less than four Amis in the Rishus HaRabim, he is Potter. This ruling assumes two halachic concepts, Rishuyis Mitztarfis. The distance traveled in the two Rishuyis HaRabim combines to an equal four Amis. And Loyam Rinan Kuluta Kemisha Honchel. Something in the ear space above a rishus is not considered to be resting in that rishus. This is evident from the ruling that if it travels less than four amas in the rishuyas harabim, he's potter, even though it passed through rishus hayachid. If this brisa holds klut kamisha honcha, it would be considered as if it came to rest in the rishus hayachid, and he should be chayev for hachnasa rishus harabim rishus hayachid. The Gemara proceeds with the following halacha in the name of Rav. Hamaver arba amas rishus harabim mekura potter. If somebody transports an object four amas in the Rishus HaRabim that has a roof over it, he's potter. It is not considered Rishus HaRabim, lefi she'enoy doim ledigli midbar, because it is not similar to the midbar which did not have a roof, Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara asks that the agolis, the wagons in the midbar, were roofed because of the krashim on top of them. And Reb Chiya taught that tachtein Rishus HaRabim, under the wagons, is considered Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara answers that there were gaps between the krashim as they were placed on the wagons, and the area under these gaps are considered Rishus HaRabim because they are not roofed. The Gemara first presents two possible layouts of the krashim on the wagons which are rejected. We cannot say that the krashim were placed on the width, which was 1.5 amas evenly spaced across the width of the agulis, because that would work out to 3 krashim by 1.5 amas, which equal 4.5 amas over the length of the agulis, which were 5 amas long, and leave a half amma, which is 3 tvachim, allowing for 2 spaces of 1.5 tvachim each. These spaces would be considered closed based on lavid. Anything less than 3 tvachim apart is halachically considered connected. As a result, the entire area under the agulis would be considered covered, bringing us back to the kasha that Reb Chiya taught, tachtei in Rishus HaRabim. We also cannot say that the krashim were placed on their narrow side, their thickness, which was 1 amma, evenly spaced across the width of the agulis, because that would work out to 4 krashim by 1 amma, which equals 4 ammas over the length of the agulis, which were 5 ammas long, and leaves 1 amma, which is 6 tvachim, allowing for 3 spaces of 2 tvachim each. These spaces would also be considered closed based on lavid. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the krashim were indeed placed on their narrow side, their thickness, which was 1 amma, but they would place 2 krashim on each end of the 5 amma long wagon, leaving a space of 1 amma in the middle. This space is what Reb Chiya was referring to when he taught Tachteyen Rishus HaRabim. The wagon itself does not form a roof because the wagon did not have a solid floor. The sides were connected to each other by widely spaced pegs. Tan Rabban, Krashim Mil Matan, Oivyon Amo, Umamalan Kolin Maholchen Ad Ke'etzba. Dear Rabbi Huda, Yehuda holds the Krashim were an Amo thick at the bottom, but tapered to the thickness of an Etzba at the top. Reb Nechemiah Omer, Kashem Shalamatu Noivin Amma, Kach Milman Noivin Amma. Reb Nechemiah holds that they had the same thickness of one Amma, both at the top and on the bottom. The Gemara adds, if they were tapered, the corner crusher must have been Shafri Lahu Kiturin, tapered on both sides like mountains, in order to meet smoothly in the corners. After mentioning the Machloikis where the crusher were tapered at the top, the Gemara discusses how this affected the Urias, the curtains that covered the Mishkan and draped over the crusher. The lowest layer of curtain, called the Mishkan, consisted of 10 yerias, 10 panels, 28 amas long by 4 amas wide each, which when attached was 40 amas by 28 amas. The 28 amma width covered the 10 amas of the Mishkan's inside width. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the krashim were tapered, they had enough to overhang 9 amas on each side, leaving only the adonim, the sockets at the bottom of the walls exposed. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, that the krashim were not tapered, the Urias covered the 10 amas width of the Mishkan plus the 2 amas of the thickness of the krashim on each side, leaving only 16 amas, 8 to hang over each side, leaving the adonim and the lowest amma of the krashim themselves exposed. The 40 amma length of the Urias ran over the entire 30 amma length of the Mishkan. If the krashim were tapered, the remaining 10 amas covered the western krashim, including the adonim. If the krashim were not tapered, one of the remaining 10 amas would cover the thickness of the krashim, and 9 amas covered the western krashim except for the adonim. The Asisi Urias Izim Lo'oil. The next curtain placed over the first curtain was 30 amas by 44 amas. The 30 amas covered the 10 amma width of the Mishkan. If the krashim were tapered at the top, they draped down the full 10 amas on each side, covering even the adonim. If the krushim were not tapered, they also needed to cover the 1 amma thickness of the krushim, and therefore drape down to cover only the 9 ammas of the krushim on each side, leaving the adonim exposed. The 44 amma length covered the 30 amma length of the mishkan, and had 2 ammas draped down over the open mizrach, the eastern side, leaving 12 ammas according to Rabbi Yehuda to cover the entire western side, and have 2 extra ammas dragging on the floor. According to Rabbi Nechemya, since the thickness of the top of the wall had to be covered, only 1 amma remained dragging on the floor. Tana de Beir Bishmal taught that, according to both opinions, some of the upper curtain was dragging on the floor like a isha shemaleches b'shuk b'shvuleha mahalcha nachara, like a woman walking in the street with her train dragging behind her.